This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson.
Hello?
Dictating admitting history and physical on patients Lez, S-L-E-Z, first name Fernanda, F-E-R-N-A-N-D-A, date of birth, January 24, 1943, date of evaluation, March 19, 2022, patient is place of service, XL Skilled Nursing Facility, The patient is a 79-year-old female with history of atrial fibrillation, maintained on Eliquis, hypertension, left breast cancer status post lumpectomy on March 9, 2027, period. She further has history of mild to moderate aortic stenosis, period. The patient underwent left wrist open reduction internal fixation with vulva VOLAR plate December 1, 2021, period. She had been admitted to the Alameda Health System for removal of left hardware, period. She underwent elective hardware removal and left EIP to EPL tendon transfer on March 4, 2022, period. During her hospitalization, she required increasing oxygen, period. She had also noticed chest tightness. She lived with her husband, period. She was seen by the attending and found to have AFib with rapid ventricular response and no oxygen requirement. On examination, she was noted to have 5 days of crackles and evidence of heart failure. She was diuresed and ultimately discharged to the skilled nursing facility. Her past medical history includes non-traumatic rupture of tendon or finger of left hand, neck number closed, fracture of left distal radius and ulna with routine healing. Next number of history of syncopes, next number of atrial fibrillation, next number of chronic pain of left wrist, next number DJB, next number DVT, next number failed total right knee replacement, next number gastroesophageal reflux disease, next number hyperlipidemia, next number irritable bowel syndrome, next number insomnia, next number malignant neoplasm of phenom, next number primary osteoarthritis of right hip, next number varicose veins of lower extremity with inflammation. Past surgical history, total knee arthroplasty right, March 16, 2020. Next number mastectomy, partial left. Next number ablation of distal focus, cardioversion, September 20, 2021. Next number breast mastectomy, left, March 9, 2017. Next number EGD, August 29, 2019. Next number vein ligation and stripping, right, 1969. Next number total knee arthroplasty, right, September 29, 2014. Next number steroid injection, left knee, February 26, 2020. Next number total knee arthroplasty, right, February 26, 2020. Mention of the total hip arthroplasty, right? January 25th, 2021. Next number, ECG, January 5th, 2021. Next number, open reduction in tunnel fixation, wrist fraction left, December 1st, 2021. Per medications, gabapentin 600 milligrams, BID. Next number, Methadrol 40 milligrams daily. Next number, Betalastin 10 milligrams daily. Next number, Paroxetine 10 milligrams daily. Lorazepam 1 milligram BID. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Gliotazin. Yeah. 180 milligrams daily. Methamine, butyrate, METHAMAMINE, butyrate, HIPPURATE, 1 gram BID. Narco, 10-25, 1 tablet, 2-4 PRN. Melatonin, 3 milligrams, HSPRN. Narcan, injection, 0.1 milligram, IV PRN. B, allergies. None of drug allergies, family history, unremarkable, social history, she is married. She has this industry of correction, she has distant history of alcohol use. Maybe. Review of system, constitutional, no fever or chill, neurologic, no headache or dizziness. Gastrointestinal diarrhea, intermittent, remainder of the review system is unremarkable. The physical examination. Vital signs revealed noted to be disabled. In general, she is alert, oriented, and denotes acute distress. HEENT, that is a traumatic normal stomach, people equal non reactive to light and accommodation, blur is clear, extra ocular muscles are intact, neck level, no adenopathy, no diurnal macular presence. Chest demonstrates normal excursion, lungs clear to oxygenation, cardiovascular irregular rhythm with a 2/6 systolic murmur. The aortic region, serious, no JVD. Abdomen is benign, back, no TVAT. Left upper extremity is noted to be sling, period. Neuro, otherwise known as vocal, skin, warm, dry, and intact. The impression, this is a 79-year-old female who had been admitted to the acute setting for the elective surgery. She had developed acute hypoxic respiratory failure. She was found to have atrial fibrillation with uncontrolled rate, period. She was further found to have depression, anxiety, and moderate aortic stenosis. Echo on March 21. Correction. Echo apparently demonstrated mean gradient of 23 millimeters of mercury with aortic valve area of 0.93. She is status post left distal radius removal of hardware and left EIP to EPL sentinel transfer. Patient currently admitted to skilled nursing facility. She will be maintained on her usual medications, period. She will require follow up for her aortic stenosis, period. I suspect her aortic stenosis is actually contributing to her congestive heart failure. Continue anticoagulation for atrial fibrillation, period. Continue physical therapy, period. This is Dr. Robinson Ferguson ending dictation on Fernanda Arslez. Thank you.